3585, verses 30 to 33. And it came to pass, as Isaac made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was scarcely yet gone out from the faces of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came from his hunting. And he also made dainties and brought unto his father. And he said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's hunting, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac shuddered with exceeding great shuddering, and said, Who then is he that hath hunted hunting, and brought it to me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And it came to pass, as Isaac made an end of blessing Jacob, signifies when the first conjunction had thus been effected, and Jacob was scarcely yet gone out from the faces of Isaac his father, signifies progression and change of state, that Esau his brother came from his hunting, signifies the truth of good and its arrival. And he also made dainties and brought unto his father, signifies things desirable and delightful to the divine rational. And he said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's hunting, signifies that it should appropriate to itself the truth of natural good, that thy soul may bless me, signifies that there might be conjunction. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau, signifies a state of perception concerning natural good and the derivative truth. And Isaac shuddered with exceeding great shuddering, signifies a great alteration in respect to the inversion of the state, and said, Who then is he that hath hunted hunting and brought it to me? Signifies an inquisition concerning that truth. And I have eaten of all before thou camest, signifies that it was appropriated. And blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed, signifies that it had been conjoined. 3586. And it came to pass, as Isaac made an end of blessing Jacob, that this signifies when the first conjunction had been thus effected, is evident from the signification of blessing as being conjunction. See above number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. Thus, as Isaac made an end of blessing, signifies when conjunction had been effected. That the first conjunction was with truth, represented by Jacob, is evident from what has been already said. 3587. And Jacob was yet scarcely gone out from the faces of Isaac his father. That this signifies progression and change of state is evident from the signification of going out from the faces as being when those things ceased which were represented by Jacob, thus when the state was changed. For the subject is now Esau, and in the internal sense the good of the natural, how, as before said, this comes forth from the inmost and manifests itself, and when reformation has been accomplished by the ministry of truth, has the dominion. 3588. That Esau his brother came from his hunting. That this signifies the truth of good and its arrival is evident from the representation of Esau as being the good of the natural, concerning which see above. From the signification of coming as being arrival, and from the signification of hunting as being the truth which is from good, number 3501. 3589. And he also made dainties and brought unto his father. That this signifies things desirable and delightful to the divine rational is evident from the signification of dainties as being the delightful things which are of good and the pleasant things which are of truth, number 3502, 3536. The delightful things which are of good are the desirable things, and the pleasant things which are of truth are the delightful things. For the affection of good is that which desires, and then the affection of truth is that which delights. 3590. And he said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's hunting. that this signifies that the divine rational should appropriate to itself the truth of natural good, is evident from the representation of Isaac, who here is the father, as being the good of the rational, concerning which frequently above. From the signification of eating as being to appropriate, see number 2187, 2343, 3168, 3513. And from the signification of hunting as being the truth of natural good, see just above number 3588. 3591. That thy soul may bless me. That this signifies that there might be conjunction is evident from the signification of being blessed as being conjunction. See also above number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. 3592. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. That this signifies a state of perception concerning natural good and the derivative truth is evident from what was said above, number 3548 to 3550, at verses 18 and 19, where similar words occur. 3593. And Isaac shuddered with exceeding great shuddering. That this signifies a great alteration in respect to the inversion of the state is evident from the signification of shuddering as being an alteration. That it is in respect to the inversion of the state is evident from what has been said above concerning the two states of the man who is being regenerated, the state before he has been regenerated and the state after he has been regenerated. Namely, that in the state before he has been regenerated, truths apparently have a dominion, while in the state after he has been regenerated, truths give place, and good receives the dominion. On which subject, see what has been frequently shown above, number 1904, 2063, 2189, 2697, 2979, 3286, 3288, 3310, 3325, 3330, 3332, 3336, 3470, 3509, 3539, 3548, 3556, 3563, 3570, 3576, 3579. 3594. And said, Who then is he that hath hunted hunting and brought it to me? That this signifies an inquisition concerning that truth is evident from the representation of Jacob in reference to whom it is here said, Who is he? As being the natural as to truth, concerning which above. And from the signification of hunting as being truth from good, number 3501. Here an inquisition concerning that truth as to whether it was from good. 3595. And I have eaten of all before thou camest. That this signifies that it had been appropriated is evident from the signification of eating as being to be appropriated. Number 2187, 2343, 3168, 3513. 3596. And blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. That this signifies that it has been conjoined is evident from the signification of being blessed as being to be conjoined. Number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. How the case is with the appropriation and conjunction of the truth represented by Jacob may be seen from what has been said above. But as these subjects are of such a nature as to transcend the apprehension of the natural man, and cannot be seen except in the light in which is the rational or internal man, in which light at the present day there are but few, because few are being regenerated. Therefore it is better to illustrate them no further, for the illustration of things unknown and transcending the apprehension does not bring them into light, but into more shade. Moreover, such things are to be built upon ideas of natural truths, through which they are to be apprehended, and at the present day these also are wanting. This is the reason why the words just preceding have been explained so briefly, and merely as to the internal sense of the expressions. From what has been said, it may be seen what is involved in the statement that Isaac asked hunting of his son, that he might eat of it before he blessed him, and that he did not bless him till after he had eaten, and thus that after eating followed the blessing of him who prepared and brought the dainties, as is also evident from Isaac's words here concerning Jacob. He brought to me, and I have eaten of all before thou camest, and blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed. The reason referred to appears from the internal meaning of the rituals of the ancient church, for with them eating signified appropriation and conjunction. Conjunction, that is to say, with him with whom or of whose bread they had eaten. Food, in general, signified what is of love and charity, that is, the same as celestial and spiritual food. Bread, what is of love to the Lord, and wine, what is of charity toward the neighbor. When these had been appropriated, the persons were conjoined. Thus they spake to each other from affection, and were consociated together. Feasts with the ancients were nothing else, nor was anything else represented in the Jewish church by their eating together of the holy things, nor was anything else represented in the primitive Christian church by their dinners and suppers. 3597, verses 34-40. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with fraud, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is it not that his name is called Jacob, and he hath supplanted me these two times? He hath taken away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy master, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and new wine have I sustained him. And what then shall I do for thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but this one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, of the fat things of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of heaven from above. And upon thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from upon thy neck. When Esau heard the words of his father, signifies the observation of natural good from divine good. He cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry, signifies its great alteration in respect to the inversion of the state, and said unto his father, Bless me also, O my father, signifies that it longed for conjunction, even although by what had gone before, truth had been conjoined. And he said, Thy brother came with fraud, signifies what is inverted of order, and hath taken away thy blessing, signifies conjunction in that manner. And he said, Is it not that his name is called Jacob, signifies its quality. And he hath supplanted me these two times, signifies that it had inverted order. He hath taken away my birthright, signifies the loss of the priority. And behold, now he hath taken away my blessing, signifies the loss of the conjunction. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? Signifies whether there was for it anything in respect to conjunction in that former state. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, signifies instruction. Behold, I have made him thy master, signifies that in that state it should have the dominion. And all his brethren have I given to him for servants, signifies that to the affection of truth at that time there had apparently been subordinated the affections of good. And with corn and new wine have I sustained him, signifies as before its good and truth. And what then shall I do for thee, my son? Signifies that in that state there is nothing else but good. And Esau said unto his father, signifies the observation of natural good. Hast thou but this one blessing, my father? Signifies whether in that case anything else could be adjoined from natural good. Bless me also, O my father, signifies that it longed for conjunction, even although thereby truth had been conjoined. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept, signifies a further state of alteration. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, signifies perception concerning natural good, that it would be made divine. Behold, of the fat things of the earth shall be thy dwelling, signifies that life is from the divine good. And of the dew of heaven from above, signifies that it is from the divine truth. And upon thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother, signifies that so long as truth is being conjoined with good, good will in appearance be in a lower place. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion, signifies that it shall be in the prior place, that thou shalt break his yoke from upon thy neck, signifies that the conjunction would then be through good, and that truth would be of good. 3598. Inasmuch as the things contained in verses 34 to 38 are such as have been already unfolded, and what they involve may be seen from what has been already said, it is therefore needless any further to unfold them in respect to the internal sense, except that merely the things contained in verses 39 and 40, relating to the blessing of Esau by Isaac his father, shall be illustrated. 3599. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, that this signifies perception concerning natural good, that it would be made divine, is evident from the signification of Isaac as being the Lord's divine rational as to the divine good therein, number 3012, 3194, 3210, and from the signification in the historicals of the word of saying as being to perceive, which has already been frequently treated of, and from the representation of Esau to whom he spoke as being natural good, concerning which also much has been already said. That it should be made divine is evident from the blessing now to be considered. It was said above that Esau represents the Lord's divine natural as to divine good, and Jacob his divine natural as to divine truth. But here that Esau represents the natural good which was to be made divine, and in what goes before, that Jacob represented the natural truth which also was to be made divine. How the case herein is may be seen from what was said above, number 3494, 3576. But that it may become still clearer, a few words shall be added. The natural good which Esau first represents is the natural good of the Lord's infancy, which was divine from the father, but human from the mother. And in so far as it was from the mother, it was imbued with hereditary evil, and being such, it could not be at once in an order capable of receiving the divine that was inmostly within it, but had first to be reduced into order by the Lord. The case is the same with the truth represented by Jacob, for where there is good, there must be truth in order for there to be anything. All that which is of thought, even with infants, is of truth, adjoined to the will part which is of good. Wherefore, after the Lord had reduced the natural as to good and as to truth in himself into order, so that it might receive the divine, and that thus he might himself inflow from his divine, and after by successive steps he had expelled all the human that was from the mother, then Esau represents the Lord's divine natural as to good, and Jacob his divine natural as to truth. But Esau and Jacob represent the divine good and divine truth of the Lord's divine natural as conjoined with each other like brothers, which divine good and divine truth considered in themselves are nothing else than one simultaneous power for the formation and reception of actual good and truth. This actual good and truth are treated of later. From all this it is evident what great arcana are contained in the internal sense of the word, which arcana are such that not even their most general points fall into the understanding of man, as possibly may be the case with the things just stated. And how then can the innumerable particulars relating thereto do so? Yet are they well adapted to the understanding and apprehension of the angels, who concerning these and the like things receive from the Lord celestial ideas illustrated by representatives of ineffable loveliness and bliss, from which some conception may be formed of the nature of angelic wisdom, yet remotely, because such things are in the shade of the human understanding. 3600. Behold, of the fat things of the earth shall be thy dwelling. That this signifies that life is from divine good, and that of the dew of heaven from above signifies that it is from divine truth, is evident from the signification of fatness as being good, number 353, here divine good, because it is spoken of the Lord, and from the signification of dwelling as being life, see above, number 1293, 3384, and that dwelling is predicated of good, number 2268, 2451, 2712, and from the signification of the dew of heaven as being truth derived from the good of a state of peace and innocence, number 3579. Here, divine truth, because it is spoken of the Lord. Similar words were spoken to Jacob, namely, God shall give thee of the dew of heaven and of the fat things of the earth, verse 28. But there, dew, thus truth, is spoken of in the first place, and the fat things of the earth, thus good, in the second, and also that God should give of them. Whereas here, in relation to Esau, the fat things of the earth, thus good, are spoken of in the first place, and in the second place, the dew of heaven, thus truth, and it is not said that God would give, but that his dwelling should be of them, which also shows that Jacob represents truth and Esau good. Also that truth as apparently in the former place is first, but that this is the inverse of order, according to what has already been frequently shown. 3601. And upon thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. That this signifies that so long as truth is being conjoined with good, good will in appearance be in a lower place, is evident from the signification of a sword as being truth combating, number 2799. Hence, to live upon the sword denotes while truth is being conjoined with good, for the conjunction is effected by means of combats, that is, temptations, because without these, truth is not conjoined. And from the signification of serving thy brother as being to be in a lower place. That nevertheless, good is not in a lower place, but only apparently so, is evident from what has so frequently been said above, number 3582. 3602. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion. That this signifies that it shall be in a prior place, is evident from the signification of having the dominion as being to be in a prior place. On this subject, see what now follows. 3603. That thou shalt break his yoke from upon thy neck. That this signifies that the conjunction would then be through good, and that truth would be of good, is evident from the signification of breaking a yoke from upon the neck as being liberation, that by the neck is signified influx and communication and the consequent conjunction, and that by a yoke upon the neck is signified restraint and interception, see above, number 3542. Thus breaking the yoke from upon the neck denotes liberation from restraint and interception, and therefore it denotes conjunction through good, and also that truth becomes of good. For where there is no longer any restraint and interception, good flows in and conjoins itself with truth. How the case herein is may be seen from what has been already said and shown. But few comprehend in what consists the apparent priority of truth and in the meanwhile the inferiority of good. And this principally because few reflect on such things and do not even reflect upon good in that it is distinct from truth. Moreover, all those are ignorant of what good is who live a life of the love of self and of the world, for they do not believe that there can be any good except that which is from this source. And because they are ignorant of what good is, they are also ignorant of what truth is, for truth is of good. They do indeed know from revelation that it is good to love God and the neighbor, and that truth consists of doctrinal things derived from the Word. But inasmuch as they do not live according to these things, they have no perception of such good and truth, but merely have cognition separated from these. Nay, even those who are being regenerated do not know what good is until they have been regenerated. For before this they supposed that truth was good, and that to do according to truth was good, when yet that which they then do is not good, but truth. When man is in this state, he is in the state which is described by Jacob, and in the blessing given to him. But when he comes into a state of doing good from the affection of good, that is, when he is regenerate, he then comes into the state which is described in the blessing given to Esau. This may be illustrated by those things which appear with man in his first and second ages, and afterwards in his third and fourth. In his first age, man knows only by memory the things contained in the Word, and in like manner what is in the doctrinal matters of faith. And he believes himself to be good when he is acquainted with many things therefrom, and can apply some of them, not to his own life, but to the life of others. In his second age, when he is more grown up, he is not content to know only by memory the things contained in the Word and in doctrine, but begins to reflect upon them from his own thought. And in so far as he adds thereto from his own thought, in so far he is pleased. And thereupon he is in the affection of truth from a kind of worldly love, which love is also the means of his learning many things that without it would be left unlearned. In his third age, if he is one of those who can be regenerated, he begins to think about use, and to reflect on what he reads in the Word, and imbibes from doctrinal matters for the sake of use. And when he is in this state, the order is inverted, so that truth is no longer so much put in the first place. But in his fourth age, when comes the age of his regeneration, because then the state is full, see number 2636, he loves the Word and the doctrinal things that are from the Word, that is, truth, for the sake of the good of life, consequently, from the good of life. Thus good comes to be in the prior place, which until this time was apparently in the posterior place. The reason why good was apparently in the posterior place is that it lay inmostly concealed in all his affection, nor could it manifest itself inasmuch as outside of it there were such things as it could not agree with, namely vain and empty things such as are those of self-glory and the glory of the world. But after the man has been regenerated, these things recede, and the good which had lain inmostly concealed comes forth as it were from its place of confinement, and flows into those things which are outside, and makes truths its own, that is, truths of good, and thus manifests itself. In the meantime, like that involuntary which is in his voluntary, the good in the man is in everything he thinks, and thence in everything he does. Man knows not that he has this involuntary, because he perceives nothing else in himself except that which is his own, that is, the voluntary. This involuntary is twofold, the one being his heredity that he has from his father and mother, while the other flows in through heaven from the Lord. As a man grows up, if he is such as not to suffer himself to be regenerated, that which he has hereditarily from his parents manifests itself more and more, for he takes evils from it and makes them his proprium, or proper to himself. But with those who are being regenerated, the involuntary which is from the Lord through heaven manifests itself in adult age. And in the meantime it has disposed and governed each and all things of their thought and also of their will, although it has not been visible. 3604, verses 41-45. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father draw near, and I will kill Jacob my brother." And the words of Esau her elder son were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called unto Jacob her younger son, and said unto him, "Behold, Esau thy brother comforteth himself concerning thee to kill thee. And now, my son, hearken unto my voice, and arise, flee thou to Laban my brother to Haran, and tarry with him some days until thy brother's wrath turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him, and I will send and take thee from thence. Why should I be bereaved even of you both in one day?" And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him, signifies that natural good was averse to the inverted conjunction of truth. And Esau said in his heart, signifies thought, the days of mourning for my father draw near, and I will kill Jacob my brother, signifies the inversion and privation of the self-derived life of truth. And the words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah, signifies the Lord's perception from divine truth concerning the animus or purpose of natural good at that time. And she sent and called unto Jacob her younger son, and said unto him, signifies the state of observation of the affection of truth from influx through divine truth. Behold, Esau thy brother comforteth himself concerning thee to kill thee, signifies the purpose to invert the state and deprive truth of self-derived life. And now, my son, hearken unto my voice and arise, signifies delay as yet. Flee thou to Laban my brother to Haran, signifies to the affection of external or corporeal good, and tarry with him some days, signifies what is successive, until thy brother's wrath turn away, signifies until the state turns thereto, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, signifies what is successive of the state with natural good, and he forget that which thou hast done to him, signifies habit acquired from the delay. And I will send and take thee from thence, signifies then the end. Why should I be bereaved even of you both in one day? Signifies that otherwise there would be no conjunction. 3605. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. That this signifies that natural good was averse to the inverted conjunction of truth is evident from the signification of hating, as here in the internal sense being to be averse to, which is the subject treated of in what follows, and from the representation of Esau as being natural good, and of Jacob as being natural truth, concerning which above, and from the signification of a blessing as being conjunction. See number 3504, 3514, 3530, 3565, 3584. That here it is an inverted conjunction of truth, which is represented by Jacob, is evident from what was said and shown above. Number 3539, 3548, 3556, 3563, 3570, 3576, 3603. That in the internal sense to hate denotes to be averse to is because it is predicated of good, which is represented by Esau, and good does not even know what hatred is, being the direct opposite thereof, and opposites are never possible in the same subject. But instead of hatred, good, or they who are in good, feel a kind of aversion. Hence it is that hatred here in the internal sense denotes to be averse to, for the internal sense is principally for those who are in heaven. Wherefore, when it descends thence and is derived into the literal sense, then the historicals being of this nature, the affection of aversion falls into the expression hatred, but yet in such a way that with those who are in heaven, there is no idea of hatred. This case is like that which was related from experience in the first part, see number 1875, concerning the words in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, in that temptation and evil are rejected until what is purely angelic, that is good, remains without any idea of temptation and of evil, and this with the adjunction of a species of indignation and aversion, in regard to evil being thought of when the Lord is thought of. The case is the same when we read in the word concerning Yahuwah or the Lord hating, as in Zechariah. Let none of you think evil in your heart of his neighbor, and love no lying oath, for all these are things I hate, saith Yahuwah. 8, verse 17. In Moses, thou shalt not set thee up a pillar, which Yahuwah thy God hateth. Deuteronomy 16, verse 22. In Jeremiah, mine heritage is become unto me as a lion in the forest, She hath uttered her voice against me, therefore I have hated her. 12, verse 8. In Hosea, in Gilgal I hated them. Because of the wickedness of their works, I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. 9, verse 15. In these passages, hatred, predicated of Yahuwah or the Lord, in the internal sense is not hatred, but mercy, for the divine is mercy. But when this flows in with a man who is an evil, and he runs into the penalty of evil, it then appears as hatred, and because it so appears, in the sense of the letter, it is likewise so called. It is in the same way that anger, wrath, and fury are in the word predicated of Yahuwah or the Lord, concerning which, number 245, 592, 696, 1093, 1683, 1874, 2395, 2447, 3235. Above all other peoples, the Jewish and Israelitish people were such that as soon as they observed anything unfriendly, even in their associates, they believed it lawful to treat them cruelly, and not only to kill them, but also to expose them to wild beasts and birds. And therefore, because the inflowing mercy of the Lord was turned with them into such hatred, not only against their enemies, but also against their companions, they could not believe otherwise than that Yahuwah also entertained hatred, was angry, wrathful, and furious. And for this reason it is so expressed in the word according to the appearance. For such as is a man's quality, such the Lord appears to him. See number 1838, 1861, 2706. But what the quality of hatred is with those who are in love and charity, that is, who are in good, is evident from the words of the Lord in Matthew. Ye have heard that it has been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that injure and persecute you, that ye may be the sons of your Father who is in the heavens. 5, verses 43 to 45. 3606. And Esau said in his heart, that this signifies thought is evident from the signification of saying in the heart as being thought. 3607. The days of mourning for my father draw near, and I will kill Jacob my brother. That this signifies the inversion and privation of the self-derived life of truth is evident from the signification of days of mourning as being the inversion of the state, and from the signification of killing Jacob his brother as being to deprive truth of self-derived life. The case herein is similar to what was just now said concerning the signification of hatred in the internal sense, namely, that it is not hatred. And the same may be seen from what is continually taking place in the other life, where all the good that flows down from heaven to those who are in evil is turned into evil, and with the infernals into the opposite, in like manner truth into falsity. See number 2123. And therefore, on the other hand, the evil and falsity that is with such spirits is in heaven good and truth. And in order that it may become good, there are spirits in the way who reject the ideas of evil and falsity, so that the idea of good and truth may be presented, concerning which rejection see above number 1393, 1875. And moreover, when that which is evil and false approaches those who are in good and truth, it does not appear as evil and falsity, but under another form, in accordance with the nature and state of their goodness. From this it is evident that in the internal sense to kill Jacob the brother is not to kill, but is a privation of that life which is not compatible with truth. For truth has no life of itself but from good, inasmuch as truth is only a vessel recipient of good. See number 1496, 1832, 1900, 2063, 2261, 2269, 2697, 3049, 3068, 3128, 3146, 3318, 3387. And that in good there is life, but not in truth, except that which is from good. See number 1589, and frequently elsewhere. Wherefore the privation of the self-derived life of truth is not the extinction of truth, but its vivification. For when truth appears to itself to have life from itself, then it has no life, except such life as in itself is not life. But when it is deprived of this, it is then gifted with real life, namely through good from the Lord, who is life itself. This plainly appears from those who are in the other life. With such as are in truth alone, the ideas appear closed, so that those things which are of heaven cannot flow in, except only in a manner so general that the influx is scarcely known to be from heaven. Whereas with such as are at the same time in good, their ideas appear open, so that the things which are of heaven flow in as into a heaven in miniature, or as into an image of themselves, for they flow in by means of the good that is in them through truths. See number 1869, 2425. That truth is deprived of self-derived life when good begins to be in the prior place or to have the dominion may be seen from what has been said and shown above concerning the apparent priority of truth at first and concerning the subsequent priority of good. This privation of the self-derived life of truth is what is here signified. The reason why these things are called the mourning for a father is that days of mourning signify inversion of state, which inversion of state was signified above by the exceeding great shuddering with which Isaac shuddered, verse 33, number 3593, and by the great and exceeding bitter cry with which Esau cried out, verse 34, number 3597. 3608. And the words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. That this signifies the Lord's perception from divine truth concerning the animus or purpose of natural good at that time is evident from the signification of being told as being to think and reflect, number 2862, thus to perceive, and from the representation of Rebekah as being the divine truth of the Lord's divine rational, and from the representation of Esau as being natural good, concerning which representations see above. From this it is evident that its being told Rebekah concerning the words of Esau, her elder son, signifies the Lord's perception from divine truth concerning the animus or purpose of natural good. 3609. And she called unto Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, that this signifies the state of observation of the affection of truth from influx through divine truth is evident from the representation of Rebekah, who called and said, as being the divine truth of the Lord's divine rational conjoined with the divine good therein, from the representation of Jacob as being natural truth, or the affection of truth therein, concerning which representations see above. And from the signification of calling him and saying to him, as being a state of perception, concerning which also see above. Here a state of observation, because the natural is the subject treated of. 3610. Behold, Esau thy brother comforteth himself concerning thee to kill thee. That this signifies the purpose to invert the state and deprive truth of self-derived life is evident from the signification of comforting oneself for anyone as being to appease unrest of mind with hope concerning anyone or concerning anything, concerning thee implying the inversion of the state of truth. And from the signification of to kill thee, that is, Jacob, as being to deprive truth of self-derived life, concerning which just above, number 3607, where it was shown that depriving truth of life is not extinguishing it, but vivifying it. For the case with respect to the life of truth is this. When they who are in truth, or in the affection of truth, do not live according to the truth which they know and with which they are affected, there is then somewhat of pleasure and delight derived from the love of self or the love of the world, which has adjoined itself to the affection of truth, and which appears as good, when yet it is not good, except as regards the use, in that truths may thus be introduced and learned, which afterwards may be serviceable to real good and its life. When truth is in this state, that is, they who are in the affection of truth, then truth is said to have self-derived life, which is not life, as is evident from the fact that in the love of self and the love of the world, or in their pleasure and delight, there is not life, but in celestial and spiritual love, and in their delight and pleasure. Wherefore, when truth, that is, they who are in such an affection of truth, are deprived of that life, they then for the first time receive life, or are then for the first time vivified. These things cannot possibly be apprehended by those who are in the affection of self and of the world, for they believe that no other life is possible. Consequently, that if they should be deprived of that life, they would altogether cease to live. For they who are in that life can in no wise know what spiritual and celestial life is. When yet the fact is that when they are deprived of that life, of the affection of self and of the world, then life flows in from the Lord such as is the angelic and celestial life, together with ineffable wisdom and happiness. And when the former life is viewed from this life, it appears as no life, or as the unclean life of brute animals, inasmuch as there is nothing of the divine therein, except that they can think and speak, and thus appear in external form like others. In respect to the circumstance that good had the purpose to invert the state and deprive truth of self-derived life, which is signified by Esau comforting himself for Jacob to kill him, the case is this. With a man who is being regenerated, the good in him is continually in the purpose to invert the state, and to reduce it into such order that truth may not be in the prior place, but in the posterior, as is consonant with the state of heaven. But this purpose lies deeply concealed, nor is it observed until the purpose has been effected. The case herein is as it is with conjugal love, which does not appear during infancy and childhood, but still lies hidden within. Nor does it come forth until each and all things have been so disposed that it can manifest itself. Meanwhile it produces all means that are suited to itself, that is, they are produced. The case is the same in the vegetable kingdom. In every tree and in every plant there lies inmostly concealed an endeavor to produce fruits or seeds. But this endeavor cannot manifest itself until it has first produced all the means, namely branches, leaves, and flowers, which being produced, the endeavor comes forth into act. So also it is with those who are born anew. The conjugal principle of good and truth long lies hidden within, but still it is present as an endeavor in the efficient cause and thence in the effect. Yet it does not appear until all things have been disposed into order, and when they have been so disposed, it for the first time comes forth and manifests itself. It is this endeavor which is meant by the purpose to invert the state and deprive truth of self-derived life. Hence it is manifest that the internal sense is altogether different from that which is expressed in the sense of the letter, namely that it treats of the reduction of truth into order and its vivification, and not of the destruction and privation of its life. 3611. And now, my son, hearken unto my voice and arise. That this signifies delay as yet is evident from the signification of hearkening to a voice as being to obey, namely, that he should tarry yet in that inverted state, which is the subject treated of in what follows. 3612. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran. That this signifies to the affection of external or corporeal good is evident from the representation of Laban as being the affection of good in the natural man. See number 3129, 3130, 3160. And from the signification of Haran as being what is external and thence relatively obscure. See number 1430. But what is here properly signified by Laban and Haran may be seen from what follows, where mention is made of Laban and Haran, namely, that it is the collateral good of a common stock. For goods and truths have a conjunction among themselves like that of parents, brethren, kinsmen, and relations in families. See numbers 685, 917, 2508, 2524, 2556, 2739. But these things are altogether hidden from the man who is not in the life of good, and who does not even know what good is, and thus not what truth is. If he first knew these, that is, if he did so from doctrine conjoined with life, or from life conjoined with doctrine, he would then know and perceive innumerable things concerning good and truth, and this successively more and more distinctly. And afterwards their mutual and correlative conjunctions with each other, and at last their proximities in their series, and in each proximity again things innumerable. Thus lastly heaven in its form, that is, in its beauty and happiness. 3613. And tarry with him some days. That this signifies what is successive is evident from the signification of to tarry as being the like as to dwell, thus as to live, concerning which number 1293, 2268, 2451, 2712, 3384. But to tarry is predicated of the life of truth with good, and to dwell of the life of good with truth. And from the signification of days as being times and states, number 23, 487, 488, 493, 2788, 3462. Thus it is the life of subsequent times and states, consequently what is successive, that is here signified by tarrying with him some days. This successive condition, that is, the tarrying of Jacob with Laban, is treated of in the chapters which follow.